You cannot add 20 million illegals to a country in just 4 years. I'm going to say this day in and day out because everyone who listens to my show for Show Prep, you've got to start repeating this. Even on our side, there's this legend, it's a myth. Well, they just come here because they want to wash our dishes so badly. No, they don't. Would you cross the desert, the Darien Gap? If you're a woman, you're getting raped. Your daughter's getting raped too. To what? To clean my dishes. You think they do that? No. They do it because they get free housing, free food, and free welfare for life. That's why they do it. They have only one job, to vote Democrat. Let's do the math. Because see, the Democrat Party is a problem. Their fundamental goal is to destroy the U.S. economy so as to induce government dependency, right? And every time someone gets independent, it doesn't help them, right? Well, that clashes with their goal of importing, you know, tens of millions of replacement voters. So what do you do? Well, fraud. There's two levels of fraud. We're funding the sets. I've learned this last couple of weeks. I didn't realize. Last few months, I've learned of the massive fraud to pay for the illegals. Dr. Oz found another $1.3 billion just out of California this week. It's illegal immigrants who legally signed up on Medicaid. Don't worry about it. He took them off. He's making California pay him back. In fact, they're already making plans to pay him back. So good. If you came here because you have cancer or chronic disease and you wanted American people to pay all your medical bills, good luck. You're done. Least in California. But why? It's illegal for these illegals to be on the rolls in the beginning. So that's what they're doing. A few weeks ago, we kicked 700,000 illegals off SNAP. Right now, Tim Walz, Minnesota, and other Democrat states, all but six, are refusing to turn over their food stamp rolls. Why? Because we're going to find millions more illegals illegally signed up there. So that's how they're taking care of the illegals, through massive welfare fraud. But there's a second generation fraud that's going on. These are with, well, just this week, the Iranian immigrants, the Haitian immigrants, the Somali immigrants. We've got massive fraud, including one guy who's collected $42 million for a daycare with weeds in the parking lot, no kids, and bars across the door. But he made a $4 million contribution to Democrat Mayor Karen Bass, so it's all good. It was your money. Don't worry about it. Just make sure to pay your taxes on time, though. We just found the massive Haitian fraud ring out of Boston, $7 million there. They're just getting started. But all of those people are legal immigrants. Why? Again, when Barack Obama brings in a tranche of 100,000 Somalis to vote Democrat and blew up Minnesota, guess what? We don't have jobs for them because the Democrat Party's been wrecking the economy. Takes us years to fix it every time we get back into office. So let me do some basic math for you. It's going to drop your jaw, okay? We are creating right now, even under Donald Trump, he's going to fix it, but we're creating about 60,000 jobs a month total for the entire country. We are taking, and we did last year, on autopilot, because Congress has set it on autopilot. We don't even know why the hell we take these people. 1 million refugees legally a year. Some of them are Indian visas, but most of them are just immigration refugee type visas. 1 million. How many jobs a month do we have to create to support them? 83,000. How many are we creating again for the entire country? 60,000. There's no jobs for them. No, wouldn't mean they'd have to go on welfare. But according to federal law, they're not entitled to welfare. Ah, fraud. So once you get them to where they are legally here, they've got some kind of legal status, there's still not enough jobs for them. But they had the most important job is to vote Democrat, as we know, and erase the borders of this country and collapse the country and end freedom in the world. It's the uniparty way. So what do we do? Fraud. We do fraud. 20 million voters, future voters, illegal immigrant voters fought here in just 4 years, and we're creating 60,000 jobs a month. There's no jobs for them. And Americans have been told by the Chamber of Commerce, oh, they're all working under the table. They're washing their dishes. No, they're not. That's how we had that CIS study. Remember, it was incredible. I've been talking about it for a year now, over a year. They actually pulled illegals. Do you have a job? No. The majority of illegal immigrant adults don't have a job, under the table, above board. Anyway, they don't have one. They don't need one. Now watch, 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 watch what's happening. As the fraud is getting busted, the panic is setting in with the Uniparty. i.e. the Uniparty is Bush plus Clinton plus Obama and all their people, all the minions. The panic is setting in. Don't know. What do we do? Because they know about it. What do we do? Have you seen what they're doing? Headline. Rand Paul, Mike Lee sound alarm over $5.7 billion for refugees in the spending bill. What? We're going to print because we're going to debt slave our children to pay for this. That's where it's coming from. The appropriations bill for the Department of Labor and Department of Health and Human Services contains $5.69, almost $6 billion in funding for refugee assistance services, which is we just do everything for them. Which is, wait for the punchline, 3 times higher than President Joe Biden's time in office. Oh, they're going to print the money and give it to him straight up. There are no jobs for them. Got to pay for them. Why? 3 reasons. Number one, this is the Republican Republican Uniparty reason. Number one, suppress the wages. Push the wages down. Push them down. Push them down. Push them down. Push them down. Keep Americans poor. Poor, 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 poor. Number two, Democrat votes. Why? The religion of the Uniparty under Bush, open borders, create a European bloc style, move all government to the international level, crush free speech. Why you can't, you got to vote for Democrats to do that. So that's why they want to do this to the Democrat voters. This is the Uniparty making its move. Listen to this. Even the House under Mike the Knife Johnson wants $4.3 billion. Why? Because the fraud is ending. They got to take it legit. The snake-like Senate wants $5.6 billion. The Twitter account Oilfield Rando tweeted, what the hell is the point of electing Republicans? I don't know. You tell me. You tell me. But the good news is it's trending right now. They're going to have to pull it out. No more funny business. Folks, the war with the Uniparty is real. It's ongoing. And we are fighting it every damn day. I opened this show talking about how the fraud stealing from you is tied to election fraud because in all these Democrat states, it is law that you have to be registered to vote when they sign you up for Medicaid and welfare without your Social Security number when you're an illegal, right? Yeah, so that's all tied together. Now, look at the Senate right now. Look what crooked Bush legacy leader John Thune's doing. He's supposedly a Republican. He's blocking the SAVE Act. What does that do? Force ID for voter registration in all the states. He's blocking it. See how this game works? But we're just getting started.